Yeah.
I'm John O'Kett, West End Music Church.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, great. And music is about the song and the arrangement as performed by you guys. So it's not just having a sheet of paper with dots on it, it's bringing that to life. And I'm just going to phone a friend here. I'm recording myself, and if it's good, I can sell it, you know. So we also kind of are guardians of the barbershop side in the music category. So this is barbershop that can have all those nice crunchy chords, and you bet, you guys ring chords. You have good charts. Awesome. How did you like your own performance today?
We hope for better. Yeah.
Oh, hey? Yeah. We thought it was...
We went up.
You went up. But you want to go up more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Your category is not the major concern at this point yet. But
mm-hmm. We could do better.
So, who kind of sing? Yeah, was it...
Well, we'd sing this. Okay. Singing was the low category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... For sale, a broken heart, rose-colored glasses. I have lots of notes, and that's usually good news.
Oh, okay.
So you want to move up to where do you want to be?
We were hoping to be mid-70s.
Mid-70s.
Mid-70s would be good.
And we were almost there. I gave a 71, and Raymond gave a 74. Then I gave it 72, Raymond gave it 73, so it's almost there. The things that, first of all, you have an exciting, energetic sound. Wow, this is awesome. So you work a lot on that, no question. And energy comes from this the floor, right? How you align your body and how you look the song. And we don't look up much as music judges, but the odd time you do, and if a chorus stands and looks the song, and if it's a ballad, you never go like this, but you're just a little bit more still, and you did all that. So that's part of, at your level, to go further, always aware of the way you stand actually makes a difference. It's not only your eyes and your face, it's all of you. And even the inside here, because that gives, we call it consonance as opposed to dissonance. We can use, do you talk about like musical elements? Like when you have a song, it says composed by that usually melody. So that's the melody you can use. Words by, lyrics you can use. Then the arranger has put in harmony and embellishment, so you can use that, and you can use rhythm. And even if it's a ballad, there's a pulse to it, get forward motion. So you can use all those four to your advantage. So for Sail a Broken Heart, have you talked much about the song?
Yes. All right. In fact, all three of those are the same guy. So
there you go. So how do you mean?
He wrote, composed, and arranged it.
Even better.
Yeah.
So now, what does that song mean to you? I'm not going to have you answer.
Right.
I'm going to have any of you volunteer what this song is about, For Sale, a Broken Heart. Is that the title?
Yeah. For Sale, One Broken Heart.
Okay, One Broken Heart.
Rejection.
Rejection, okay. How do you feel about that?
It was a moving song. First time I sang it, I almost cried.
Mm-hmm. And why not go all the way to crying? Not so it affects this.
Out in front of some people.
Yeah. Another way to see this is, what effect do you want to have on the audience when you sing this? What do you want the audience?
We want them to cry.
Yeah. So, do we have enough here to sing?
Oh yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Sure.
And then we'll see. All it is about is committing even more. You had good commitment to the song, but even more. And if on top of that, because you're a high-level chorus, You can add a different idea for each part of the song. That makes it develop. So it's never static. So let's see what you can do.
You want to go up that way?
Oh, you're going to sing that.
Why not? Okay, go up front. Yeah, it'll be easier.
That's good. Then I got a chair.
This is everybody. All right. What do you want us to sing, ballad?
Exactly. Do the ballad first, right from the top.
All right.
So, since you are at this high level, I don't know if you are talking about this. As soon as you hear the pipe, you are the song. Pavlovian reflex. And the first breath is music. Ooh, and the tune up is music. Ooh, so it needs to live. Can you let that live even more? Right now it's a little bit. Ooh, I feel it going places. Even do, because it sets you up. If you have a distraction in the tune up, you're not going to be mentally prepared to sing at a 75, 76, 77 level. So you need to make that one so beautiful that you almost can't wait to sing.
Be in the song already.
Our summer plans were set. Full of joy, cake, champagne, and caviar, and I, the lucky boy.
Let's experiment with something, because it's already happening. This is also good practice at ignoring distractions. So, there was an Our Summer Joy something, and
our
then
Our Summer Plans.
Our summer plans. And then cake, champagne. Make that mean something else. Our summer plans. That you're going cake, champagne. That's something else, isn't it?
Party.
Which was our plan.
Ah. So really go for it, guys. If you want to sing in mid or high 70s, you have to go for everything.
Summer plans were set, a wedding full of joy, cake, champagne, and caviar, and I, the lucky boy. But then the message came, she left with him one night, never to
that for you. Any thoughts? The reason I want you to reflect on it is you are the singers. If you noticed anything, can you say what it is? Because this is how we build the higher level.
There still seems to be a little bit of losing support at the end of the phrase. It's mm-hmm. not driving to the end.
Right, and that causes distractions.
Right.
Yeah. What was good in this? So definitely, if this good old sing through for you, what worked for you? Because a lot of things came through.
Emotion level you're talking about?
Emotion level.
There seemed to be more energy.
More energy. And if you would just go for it more, huh?
I thought we had a little better drive and a little better contrast in some areas, but probably not as much drive as we really needed to have.
Yeah, there's a point where you go too far. I didn't hear that anywhere. To me, it's still a bit cautious.
Yes.
So, let's say you throw caution in the wind. We're playing in the sandbox now. And that means Steve will accept some bad singing, but not a lot. Just go for what the song asks you to do. And same when you have the moves. Let them support you instead of being a move that I have to remember. Have it be music.
Mean something.
Yeah.
Ooh. Our summer plans were set. Champagne and caviar, and I, the lucky boy. But then the message came, she left with him one night, never to return again. For sale.
about that.
Was that an improvement?
What do you think?
Yes.
I think it was.
Yes.
We had a chance.
A lot of errors.
Maybe a lot of errors.
It's post-performance, and we're in a different mindset at this point, I assume.
That's possible. Now, it's also very important to remember what was glorious about that. There will always be errors. And when you sing at your level, you automatically are personalities who are perfectionists. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here in this chorus. So that's a blessing and a curse. It's mostly a curse.
We lack some flow that was there before.
Yeah, but so that's possible. But to me, this was very emotional.
Yes.
Which.
Yes.
That's all I care about. I care about the music, you know.
Right. And, I echo those other things. And, who needs those other stinking categories?
Oh, we need them all because they all support each other. Also, did you notice, it goes for you too. There are certain spots where the more still you are, the better the song comes out. Because when we move like this, since we are really an organ pipe, we put crinks in that. And when he just stands like that, he models for you. And I think that was part of you singing so well. And same when you come forward, you never come forward so much that you start to use these muscles to hold balance. It's just something else. So I think a lot of it has just to do. When you sing quiet, a nice trick is you see what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he does that really well, that when it needs to be quiet, he doesn't do this. He does the opposite. And that's how we get supported quiet. So good on you. Yeah, there might have been errors, but
that's my job.
You're looking for 80s now.
Yes, that would be
but
nice.
But you'll get there through a lot of that kind of encouragement.
But we'll take 75s first, right?
Yeah, it's usually a process. Do a little bit of rose-colored glasses, and we're going to get rid of this.
Yeah, the choppy pound.
Yes. Look at the world through rose-colored glasses. Da, 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 da. I'm Swedish.
We've been working on that.
But you know, I still can hold my... It's sort of drunk singing. Have you practiced drunk?
Smooth it out. Yeah, we have practiced.
Look at the world. Can you do that? Just... From the beginning.
Oh,
the what were you doing? What is that tune up for? And the breath.
To present. To set the song up.
Set the song up.
Yeah, do that then. Because if you it takes too long for this level.
So
this is exciting, right?
It was not as exciting as
right, it should be. Oh, what a day, Mr. Sunshine. Can you go for that?
Yes.
Can we?
Oh.
I hear another note. It's a unison note, remember?
Mm.
Okay.
Allow him to wait for the A chord to tune. Just tune it. Because what's happening now, it slows down the excitement. Because Steve, you feel forced to wait for that. Well, what the heck is it?
And Matt told me, don't wait for it.
Time. Okay. So I'm going to go over 30 seconds here,
okay.
if you don't mind.
Okay.
So go again and bass is, you should be up a half on that first, or the A.
A little bit behind.
Yeah.
The baritones. A little bit behind.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So, time's up.
No.
Darn.
Yeah.
You know, all you have to do is have that energy and you'll move up. Piece of cake.